I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, December 22nd. Quincy police say they are confident they found the man who attempted to lure a Massachusetts legislator from her vehicle at the Target store in Stoughton. State Representative Allison Sullivan, who represents the 7th Plymouth District, said the incident occurred Sunday in the Target parking lot. On Monday, Stoughton police confirmed Sullivan's report and said the incident is the second time in the span of 2 weeks their department has received a report similar to Sullivan's. Multiple police departments in the area also received similar reports from other women, including one in Easton, who captured video of the man's vehicle, a white Jeep Patriot. Yesterday, Quincy police said they received a call about 9 a.m. from a woman who stated that a man approached her and claimed that her car was leaking oil. The woman also provided a description of the man's vehicle, a white Jeep Patriot. Police found the suspect vehicle in Quincy, then interviewed the man, who was transported to an area hospital for evaluation. So far, no arrests have been reported. The Quincy Planning Board will review a proposal for a new apartment building at the site of the former Imperial Terrace restaurant on C Street. Zoning Board recently referred the proposal to the Planning Board before taking a vote on the plan. City Solicitor Jim Timmons and his son purchased the property and want to put up a three-story, 20-unit building. Opponents argue that the development would create a traffic hazard in that congested area. Former Quincy traffic engineer Jack Gillen is working with Timmons and said the traffic would be no different from the traffic generated by the former restaurant. Zoning board members say they are currently not in favor of the plan, but want the planning board to review it first. Zoning board will review the plan again on March 22nd. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says he will sign a new ordinance that will require any for-profit organization to pay a fee and obtain a permit to use the new Hancock Adams Common in Quincy Center. The City Council approved the ordinance proposed by Ward 4 Councilor Brian Palmucci, who said he wanted to protect the new public space by requiring for-profit organizations who want to use it to carry liability insurance. The measure does not apply to nonprofit groups and does not prohibit public protests. The Point Webster Middle School in Quincy recently received a $2,000 grant from the Pharmaceutical Researchers and Manufacturers of America, or PhRMA. The money will support the science, technology, engineering, and math, or STEM, programs offered at the school. House Speaker Ron Mariano of Quincy joined PhRMA for a check presentation recently at the school. Point Webster offers science and technology classes and extracurricular STEM activities, including a robotics club. The grant will support age-appropriate STEM educational activities offered for students in grades 5 through 8. Principal Christine Barrett said she was grateful for that grant. Governor Baker announcing several new steps to combat the rising number of COVID-19 cases in the state, including an updated mask advisory, activation of the National Guard to support hospitals, and new guidance on elective medical procedures. The latest mask advisory from the Department of Public Health is recommending that all individuals, regardless of vaccination status, wear a mask or face covering in indoor public spaces. The rules for masking in schools are not affected by the announcement. Governor has resisted calls from some doctors and lawmakers to reinstitute a mask mandate. Baker's also activating up to 500 Guard members to assist in non-clinical roles throughout the healthcare system, including transporting patients, delivering food, observing patients, and supporting security operations. The Baker-Polito administration awarding nearly $200,000 in federal funding to 8 Massachusetts sheriff's offices in support of their substance abuse treatment programs. The Federal Residential Substance Abuse Treatment Grant Program is aimed at breaking the cycle of drugs and violence by reducing the demand for use and trafficking of illegal drugs. The Norfolk County Sheriff's Office was awarded $25,000. Former Boston Mayor Ray Flynn is recovering after fracturing a bone in his neck. His family said he was injured after he fell at home over the weekend. He's hospitalized at Mass General and is expected to be released soon. His family said in a statement that they wanted to express our sincere thanks to the medical professionals assisting with his care, as well as friends and neighbors who've sent get well cards and prayers for Mayor Flynn. Flynn served as mayor of Boston from 1984 to 1993. Check out business news this morning. Stocks are higher. The Dow is up 560. The NASDAQ rose 360. The S&P added 81. Global markets also higher. The dollar and the euro are down. Oil at over $71 a barrel. Sports: Celtics take on Cleveland in the Garden tonight at 7:30. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Scattered showers today. Highs in the mid-40s. Clear and cold tonight. Low 29. Sunny tomorrow. High of 34. Some morning snow showers on Friday, high 38, and maybe some mixed precipitation on Christmas Day, a high 38. One reminder, there will be no delay in the curbside collection of trash or recycling in Quincy this week or next week. And curbside collection of Christmas trees will take place the weeks of December 27th and January 3rd. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Wednesday, December 22nd.